This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burr. The worldwide coronavirus pandemic shows no signs of letting up. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. has had the most cases since the start of the pandemic, with more than 4.1 million confirmed, followed by Brazil at nearly 2.3 million and India with more than 1.3 million. For the first time in 4 months, South Korea has reported more than 100 new coronavirus cases, many of which came from outside sources, including 36 workers returning from Iraq and 32 crew members of a Russian freighter. In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 357 new cases.
I'm very sad to have to report a further 5 Victorians have passed away.
Victoria, where the death toll has risen to 61, earlier closed its border with neighbouring New South Wales. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal agents cleared protesters from the streets of Portland, Oregon early Saturday, firing tear gas at close range. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of protesters had gathered outside the federal courthouse Friday night. Portland resident Kristen Speer was among them.
I am here to support Black Lives Matter, and I'm a patriot, and I believe in our constitutional right to get out and express ourselves and then get the feds out of our town.
The U.S. Attorney in Portland, Billy J. Williams, says thousands have been engaged in constitutionally protected peaceful protests. But he says after dark,
there are individuals within the crowd who are agitators.
While some in the crowd shot fireworks, federal agents responded with tear gas. The Federal Protective Service declared the gathering an unlawful assembly, saying that officers had been injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted on Saturday that he has tested negative for the coronavirus. Saturday's negative diagnosis follows 4 tests taken by the Brazilian leader. Previous results had been positive. Bolsonaro first announced his diagnosis on July 7th after dismissing the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic, calling it a little flu, even as Brazil's outbreak became the worst in the world outside the United States. He played down the country's mounting death toll and said his good physical condition would prevent him from developing serious symptoms. He has also said he was taking the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, an unproven COVID-19 treatment that he and U.S. President Donald Trump have touted as a remedy for the coronavirus. Tens of thousands took to the streets of the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk for the 3rd straight week on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor, Sergei Virgal, on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Virgal was arrested earlier this month and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Russia's investigative committee says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen before his political career began. Virgal has denied the charges that date back to the period before he launched his political career, when he was a businessman with interests ranging from imports of consumer goods to timber and metals. A member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, Virgal was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. The life of the late John Lewis, the Georgia congressman and civil rights icon, was celebrated Saturday in Alabama. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
You ever know that you were a hero?
The boy from Troy, as Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. called him, came home for the last time, and it was a fitting tribute at Troy University, where he'd wanted to go to school but was denied because he was black. He'd spend the rest of his life fighting to end racism. His young nephew was one of several who spoke.
My name is Jackson Lewis Brewster, and Congressman John Lewis was my uncle and my hero. And it's up to us to keep his legacy alive.
Lewis's body will cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Sunday, 55 years after the famous Civil Rights March. He will lie in state in Montgomery, then on Monday and Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol, before heading to Atlanta for his funeral Thursday at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King preached. Lewis died last week at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm